Hey guys, just wanted to start this episode off with a real quick apology for the excessive ads at the beginning of the last episode. That was definitely not intentional. We obviously are going to have ads in now, but it was not supposed to be like that because it was like four, like right at the beginning, and that is not what we are about at all. And I probably shouldn't want to speak for Reed and Brady, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because I don't think that's what they're about. I know that's what I'm not about. So there are going to be ads in the program now, but we're going to try to keep it like one at the beginning, one at the end. It's actually probably going to be a double roll at the end. Please don't skip that. Just let it play out. Turn the volume down on your phone. That actually does help it, believe it or not. The podcasting platforms can detect when you skip that. So just let it ride out. You can turn it down. I don't expect you to listen to it, but please. but then other than that, it should just be if we – like one per hour, other than first and one at the beginning, one at the end, it should just be one per hour. Should be the goal is how we should have it set up and how I'm going to aim to have it set up in the future. That's my bad for not understanding how all that worked for the first time, but we're going to try to make sure that doesn't happen again. So thank you for bearing with us, and let's go ahead and get into this Terry McLaurin extension.
Yeah, you need an initial hole. I don't care if my pants get wet. Where's the lid?
Welcome into Keep It About Ball, bitch.
Just a splash.
Shitbag lizard people.
Oh, bro, QB2 is Aiden O'Connell.
Fuck Sean Payton.
Actually, when you add up the pick value, yeah, when you crunch numbers, who the fuck's Jennifer?
Hey, what's up, guys? Zach here. Just going to kind of quickly react to the Terry McLaurin extension. I think we all probably knew this was eventually going to get done. I was starting to get a little worried that it might leak in to like really close to the season. I always kind of thought it'd get done before week one, before they actually played. But I was starting to get pretty worried that it would be pretty close. But I think he's back early enough now. Like, yeah, he missed the preseason, but he's been around long enough. He doesn't really need the preseason. If he can get a couple good weeks of practice in, he's going to be just fine. I wouldn't really knock him down in your drafts too much for it. I would still probably take him like late fourth. If you can get him, if you can still get Terry McLaurin in the fifth round going forward, that's an absolute steal, and you should absolutely take that. I do think it's also his absence was a good thing for a lot of guys, like maybe like a Luke McCaffrey trying to break out. I have some Jalen Lane stock, so I've liked it for that. It's gotten him some reps with the starters. Noah Brown keeps getting hurt. I kind of bought into that for like half a day and picked him up off waivers in a couple leagues, but then he got hurt like 20 minutes later. So yeah, that experiment didn't go well. And then there's some other guys on the roster that looked like, yeah, they could be interesting if something's going down here. But looks like nothing's really going to go down. Maybe he gets off to a one or two game slow start at worst, I think. Let's look at their schedule. Oh, I don't even know about that. They got the Giants, Green Bay, Vegas, and Atlanta. Yeah, he might just be good to go. Yeah, honestly. The Giants, their defense is better than it was last year. They got a couple of guys in their defensive backfield. It's not terrible, but Xavier McKinney's not there. He is in Green Bay, though. And Green Bay, I guess, has a couple of guys, too, but still, that's not a bad start. Definitely some not the worst defenses, or I guess kind of are. That's how I was going to phrase that, probably the wrong way, but yeah, got some pretty lackluster defenses there to start the year. Got the Chargers week 5. They should be pretty scrappy. I think the Bears week 6 will be scrappy. But then even after that, you get Dallas. Dallas might not be that great this year. Micah Parsons is still there, but they're just he's probably going to be in a lot of shootouts this year. Yeah, looking at these defenses, they got Detroit on here. We'll see how Kansas City looks this year. I would expect them to at least be decent. Seattle could be all right. Denver. Minnesota's going to be good, yeah. And then you got the Giants again at the end of the year, Philly, Dallas, and then Philly. So then they're at the end of the year, they face Philly twice. They got Minnesota and Denver, like, after week 13. But, like, pre their bye, they're not facing too many great defenses. So Terry McLaurin could be a great bye in a lot of leagues. Yeah, probably going to leave that there. Don't let it kill your stock in dudes like Debo, Jalen Lane, maybe if you're a Luke McCaffrey believer, I wouldn't let it kill you. Let that, if you're still a Luke McCaffrey believer, don't let that be what kills your belief. Zach Ertz still on the table. Yeah, so I think all those guys are still there. I think it's good for everybody that he signed. Good for McLaurin fantasy managers. Good for fantasy managers of even like younger dudes, like myself, you know, that have like Luke McCaffrey, or I don't have him, but Jalen Lane, or even like Ben Sinnott, who maybe later in the year could have a larger role. We'll see. If he does have a role this year, it'll be later in the year. But Zach Ertz, I think, you know, to start the year, should be a good tight end, you know, especially if you don't go tight end early, a great late round take on it, because he's got some decent upside. Just one of those guys that doesn't want to go away. The only person I could maybe see it potentially being like, I'm even hesitant to even say it because I don't even necessarily think it, is potentially Austin Eckler. I don't even know if it necessarily hurts him. Maybe just brings him back to where he should be, because maybe without Terry McLaurin there, Jaden's dumping the ball off a little bit extra. So maybe if Terry were to miss time, Austin, you know, catches a couple extra passes a game just off, you know, there's no one downfield, got to check down. Maybe you take that away. I wouldn't really ding him for that, just because I wouldn't have counted on it anyways. But maybe some people might have been, so they might be dropping Austin Eckler a little bit for that. But even still, I think Austin Eckler, great late-round running back option. He's obviously going to be the receiving downs guy, the two-minute guy. And he's going to rush the ball a little bit too. You're going to see some Chris Rodriguez, Bill Kroski-Merritt. It's going to be quite a mix there. I think Austin Eckler will kind of stand out as like a really solid flex option there. I'm going to go ahead and leave that there before I just get to completely yapping and rambling. Go ahead and subscribe to the show, guys. I do want to go ahead and say, sorry about the ads. I might actually throw a thing in at the beginning so that anyone in the beginning hears that. So we'll call this the second apology about the excessive amount of ads. This one should be a lot better. This one should hopefully just be one at the beginning, one at the end, nothing else. And hopefully I'll always listen through and make sure. So hopefully that's all it is this time. I didn't realize where they put them in automatically, and I thought we were supposed to put them in automatically, so I tried to just do it at like 2 points and just get it out the way at the beginning. But then there's automatic ones they put in at the beginning and also in the middle and whatever, and I didn't realize all that, so I do apologize. Please don't think we're that ad hungry or that money hungry, because I promise you we're not making any money. So it'll be a very slow roll, at least not yet. So that's why I do ask, please go subscribe. Go like, if you're on Apple Podcasts, drop a 5-star, you know, rating. If you could, just leave a review. Just say, you know, just a fun show, something. Helps me, you know, maybe in my draft process or something like that. You know, we don't pretend to be experts here. We're here to have a good time and maybe just help you think and maybe give you a second perspective is what we are here for. So, yeah, please go drop those likes, subscribes, all that good shit. And we will talk to you guys this Wednesday. I will be live on X at Keep It About Ball doing, here I am rambling again, god damn it, holy shit, but I will be live on X. We're gonna be doing the live podcast league draft. Gonna try to invite on Reed and Brady to do that with me. I don't know if Twitter will allow that, but if Twitter allows it, we're gonna get them on. And we'll all be live, you know, talking about the draft as it goes through, kind of probably talking through our picks, talking about, you know, other people's teams, and it should be a good time. So, if you are a league member of that league, you definitely want to tune in. It'd be a nice little advantage you could have over maybe three of your competitors. But with that, I am officially going to sign off. Make sure you tune in. See you guys later.
Shitbag lizard people.
Bro's QB2 is Aiden O'Connell.
Fuck Sean Payton.
Yeah, when you add up the pick value, when you crunch numbers.
Who the fuck's Jennifer?